another episode of Successful Inventing. I'm your host, Ken Johnson. Welcome. Today we're going to discuss something that I think is very important to inventors. And in chapter 3 of my book, The Simple Plan, I title that chapter, Inventor Do's, or Things That an Inventor Should Do. So today we're going to discuss that in this episode. The goal here is to help you as an inventor to understand the various things you should be attempting or trying in your effort to get your ideas off the ground, out of your head, and on the store shelf. There are five things that I think an inventor should, in fact, I think they must do to be successful. Being successful as an inventor requires that you do positive steps, proactive steps. You make these steps in order to be successful and advance your invention from concept or an idea in your head to a fully fleshed out product that's ready to be marketed on store shelves. So the first thing of the five that an inventor must do to be successful is very simple. Number one, the inventor must take action. Now you're probably thinking, well, that's obvious. The inventor has to do something in order to get their idea out of their brain and on the store shelf. True, it is very simple. The thought of taking action is a simple thought. But the reality is, most people don't follow through. That's been my experience in watching and helping and coaching other inventors and just observing people in everyday life. A lot of people have ideas and things they want to do, but they don't follow through. They may procrastinate. They may simply let life get in the way. But whatever the case may be, they don't take action, and they don't take action consistently and constantly. So the number one thing that an inventor must do to be successful is to take action, and to take action consistently. So let's think about this for a minute. If you don't take action, I have found this to be the case with a lot of inventors. They procrastinate, and what really is happening is their invention is dying a slow death. Usually what happens is a person may have an idea, and they think it's wonderful, and they're excited about it initially, but then they procrastinate, other things get in the way, they have their job, whatever it may be, and they never quite get around to taking the consistent action to bring their idea to market. Meanwhile, while they are procrastinating and not taking action, someone else will come up with an idea that solves that same problem that your invention is designed to solve, and they will beat you to the market. I've seen this happen many times over and over again. So the important thing is to take action. If you don't, number one, your invention will die a slow death. Number two is someone will likely come up with a solution to the problem and beat you to the market. Now bear in mind, a good invention always does at least one specific thing, and that is this. It solves a problem. By solving a problem, you bring this solution to the market and people buy it because they want that problem solved for themselves. So every good invention must solve a problem. Now here's the tricky thing. If you've identified a real problem that's pervasive and a lot of people have it, then it's likely that other people are seeking to solve that problem as well. So by procrastinating and not taking action, you're actually giving your competitors an opportunity to get to the market first with that solution. So again, take action. By doing so, you can not only get your idea from your mind and onto the store shelves, but you can be the first, hopefully, to come up with a very effective and efficient and hopefully inexpensive, relatively speaking, solution to a problem that a lot of people are having, and they will be happy to take a good hard look at your solution. So take action. That's number one thing that every inventor must do. Now let's look at number two. Number two may be something you haven't really thought of, but in my efforts to help inventors and working with inventors, coaching inventors over the years, I've discovered this second problem can be a big one too. Now, here it is. Here's the problem number two. Most inventors are an island. They're simply trying to solve a problem on their own. However, my suggestion number two is to join a local inventor club. Inventor clubs are pretty much all over the country, particularly around major cities, and you will be able to sit down with other inventors and hear programs, speeches, inspirational stories, and get educated about the process of inventing. So I would highly recommend you join an inventor's group or club. Here's number three, remain positive. I say that because, again, it may sound simple and intuitive that you want to remain positive, but it can be difficult. When you're trying to get your invention off the ground, it's sometimes hard to remain positive in the face of the difficulties you may face, the hurdles, the discouragement sometimes when you are trying to get your idea developed. But I encourage you to remain positive. Keep a positive outlook. It's been my experience that I've lost track of a number of people who have gone negative and they have just simply shelved their idea or just discarded it altogether because of the negative feedback they may be getting, and they have themselves become negative. But my encouragement is this, it's to remain positive. Now, this doesn't mean that if you, through market research and evaluation, discover that your invention really doesn't have much market potential, then you may cease your efforts to bring that invention to the market. That's fine. That's not being negative, it's being realistic. What I mean by being negative is if you are not positive in your outlook and what you can accomplish personally in your efforts to get this done. If you are not seeing yourself as the person who can bring this to market because you have a negative outlook on yourself or your abilities, that will defeat your whole goal. Anyone can bring an invention to market. Doesn't mean anyone can do it by themselves. So if you find that you don't have certain abilities, don't go negative. Just simply seek a partnership or seek the advice and help from others who have those skill sets that you are looking for to help you bring your invention to market. Always remain positive. Your positive outlook will be enthusiastic. I'm sorry, that your positive outlook in the form of enthusiasm will be contagious and will cause others to think of you and your invention in a positive light. And others will be seeking ways to help you in your efforts to bring it to market if you're positive. If you're negative, the opposite will be true. No one wants to work with someone who's very negative, and it's too discouraging, and most people don't want to deal with it. So be positive in your outlook. Now let's look at number four. First, let's retract. The first thing you want to do is to remember to take action. Number two is to join a local inventor club. Number three is to remain positive. Now let's look at number four. Develop more than one idea. This is important because the reality is most inventions fail. And this is through no fault of the inventor. Most inventions will not be successful in the marketplace. Many of them will never get to the store shelf. So it's a good idea to develop more than one idea. You don't have to do the complete A to Z development in parallel. You can take one as far as you can until you either get it to market or you kill it because it is not commercially viable. And then once you've done one of those two things with your first idea, then it's time to work on your second. So you can be developing concepts and ideas in the background while you're working on the present idea. It's important to have more than one because, as I said, most inventions won't be successful. In my case, my very first game that I invented was a baseball board game called Dice Baseball. And I got it to the store shelves, but it was not successful. So what I did was I decided to sit down and create another game. And that turned out to be Phase 10, which became very successful. And after Phase 10, I've developed probably a dozen or half a dozen other titles that have had some measure of success. So my point is, if you have one idea and it doesn't work, and you have no others, you're done with being an inventor. However, once you get those developmental and innovative juices flowing in your brain, you'll find that you'll have multiple ideas. One idea may lead to another. So I want to encourage you to do that. Develop more than one idea, at least in concept, and then you can, if you have the bandwidth, you can work on several ideas in parallel, or you work on one and leave the others on paper until you've taken the first one as far as it will go, and then you start on the next one and the next one and so on. This gives you the greatest chance of being successful as an inventor because, as I said, oftentimes one idea, the first idea you come up with, may not be your hit. It may be your second, third, fourth, fifth idea, etc., that actually becomes successful. So don't get discouraged if your first idea doesn't work. Get started working on another one. So that's number four in terms of the things I think every inventor should do. To review so far, the first thing an inventor should keep in mind is they must take action, consistent action. Number two, I recommend you join an inventor group near you, or you can join those that are not necessarily close to you, and you can tune in to their monthly meetings by a Zoom or conference call, or communicate with them otherwise. But you want to join a local inventor group if possible, because you will learn a wealth of information, and you will also be guided to various resources that will help you in the inventing process. So that's number two. Number three in review is remain positive. Number four we just covered, and that is to develop more than one idea. And number five is I want to encourage you to go to my website. You can go to Ken Johnson Speaks, or you can go to successfulinventing.com. And there you will find various information I've provided for you, sample license agreements, NDA agreements. I provide information on the inventing process from A to Z, excerpts from my book. Podcasts are listed there as well. So I recommend you go to my website, either go to KenJohnsonSpeaks.com or go to SuccessfulInventing.com, and you'll find a number of resources there. So that's number five. So in review, let's do it one more time and check them all out. Number one, take action. Number two, join an inventor club. Number three, remain positive. Number four, develop more than one idea. And number five, go to my website, kenjohnsonspeaks.com or successfulinventing.com. And there you'll find a number of resources that will help you in the inventing process. So again, thank you for tuning in this week to Successful Inventing, the podcast. I appreciate your listening. I'm Ken Johnson, your host, and I want to sign off by wishing you successful inventing.